Good morning, everybody. It's Nancy, and I am back sooner than I thought I would be. But I was just moved by something that I thought I would share with you guys, because it just pushed me to think about certain things that we do in life that really restrict us from living our happiest lives. So I woke up to a notification from Cash App, and it said that one of my close friends, one of my best friends, sent me a Cash App. And so when you do send the Cash App, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, you can send the notification with it. And the notification that she sent was, Nyla needs to make it rain in the club. So it made me laugh. And it also moved me because I didn't expect it. Like, it basically was 6 o'clock in the morning. So obviously she had to just be up and think about me or consider me and my daughter. And after receiving it, though I was extremely exhausted before I seen it, because I had just went back to sleep like maybe like 30 minutes prior. I was extremely exhausted. But after I seen that, I couldn't go back to sleep because it really made me think about how important it is to take seriously the company that you keep. And so many times in my life, I took that lightly. I was so worried about meeting deadlines or adding years to relationships that I didn't focus on what was important. Does that person make you happy? Is that person an asset? Do they contribute to your life in a positive way? And that goes for any type of relationship, whether it's family, coworkers, friendships, relationships. Like, are you really considering what's important when it comes to keeping people in your life? Because if you're not, you need to be. I used to be the type of person that could not wait to make year milestones. Like, I would be friends with somebody and we'll be close to 5 years. And I'll be like, oh, you know, once you get to five, then it's like we've been friends for 5 years. I still find myself doing that. Like, I'll be like, oh, I've known you for such and such years. When really, that's not what matters. It's not about who your longest friend is. It's about who's been there for you the longest. And there is a difference in that. So this year in particular, I started cutting off a lot of people who don't really contribute to me in a positive way. Like, if every time I'm around you, I feel a little bit less happy, that's a problem. If every time I'm around you, I feel judged, then that's a problem. And there's a lot of you out there who are not even factoring those things. Like, you are keeping people in your circle that make you completely unhappy. You are keeping people in your circle who judge you, who talk about you, who drain you, all for the sake of saying that you have a circle. What's the purpose in that? You'd rather be able to talk about it than feel good about it? Not everybody is meant to be kept. Not every relationship is meant to be kept. Some people are learning curves, and the reason why you're not learning from it is because you're not walking away from it. Believe it or not, sometimes the lesson comes after you walk away. There's been plenty of times in my life where I was afraid to get to the other side because I didn't know how it would make me feel. And I'm here to tell you that when you get to the other side, you're going to wonder why you took so long to get there. Listen, whoever your higher power is, they have a plan. It is not your job to find out the answer. All you simply have to do is plug in the equation. And you have to take steps to get there. To figure out the equation, you have to take steps. And you can't do that by standing still. You can't do that by remaining stagnant. So that Cash App just really made me think about how important it is to closely consider who you should keep in your circle. Just because you gave somebody 1 year of life, 2 days of life, even a week of life, does not mean that they're deserving of a week and a day or a year and a day. Allow the people who put in effort on a daily basis to remain in your life. But if you have someone in your life who is draining you, who's not working for you and doesn't value you, it's okay to walk away, because we grow in our times of discomfort. So it might not necessarily mean that your friends or your family or the people that you love are proving it to you in the form of a Cash App. Not all of you are as lucky as me. But realistically, more seriously, are the people that you keep in your circle an asset? Do they keep you happy? Do they keep you at your best? Or are they holding you down like dead weight? Are they a burden that you can't seem to let go of? I want you to remember, you solely are responsible for your happiness. Nobody else. So stop with the, oh, he makes me feel this way. Oh, she makes me do this. Nobody can make you do things. You do what you feel you need to do in the moment. You respond to situations the way you want to. So take accountability, not only for your actions, but for your own life. Take accountability. Take responsibility for the circle that you're in. You don't, just because you're family doesn't mean you need to be friends with your family, or you need to give your family an in on your life or your friends. Listen, I have childhood friends that I have let go of this year because I am at a point in my life where I realize that if you no longer please me, if the situation does not please me, I need to remove myself from it. So I just want to give a anonymous shout out to my friend who is, it's not even about the Cash App. It's about the fact that you motivated me this morning. You made me feel like I had a reason to keep going. You showed me that my happiness does matter. And I'm hoping that you all can get there too. Let's elaborate on it. What do you think? Are you taking control of the circle you have around you? Are you finding it hard to part with certain people in your circle? Let's talk about it. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, all.